West Georgia's first news for your Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Georgia State Patrol investigating a Tuesday morning crash on Highway 166 between Carrollton and Bowden that may have resulted after one of the drivers involved experienced a health issue. GSP investigators determined that a tan Chevrolet Colorado, a white Nissan Altima, and a white Mercedes C300 were traveling east on Georgia 166 near Garrett Lane. The Chevrolet struck the rear of the Nissan and continued east, then struck the rear of the Mercedes, traveled off the roadway, and rolled over onto a guardrail. The driver of the Chevrolet was pronounced dead at the scene. Georgia 166 was shut down for approximately 5 hours during the investigation Tuesday. Harrelson County property owners as a whole will pay approximately $2 million more in taxes to the Harrelson County school system in the coming year than they did in 2022. After the Harrelson County Board of Education voted 4-1 to accept Superintendent Jerry Bell's recommendation of leaving the current millage rate at 14.548 for the coming year because of a significant increase in the county's tax digest for 2023, maintaining the millage rate is expected to result in the school's district collecting an additional 12% in taxes from property owners over what was collected for 2022. Following a standing room only board meeting on Monday, Bell told WLBB Radio that he appreciates those that took the time to come to the meeting and voice their concerns, as well as their support of the district. He said, "At the end of the day, it's our responsibility to provide the best educational experience for the students of Harrelson County, and keeping the rate the same allows the district to meet its budgetary needs for the year." Bell said, "With the addition of the 65 and over tax exemption, which could take effect next year, and other unfunded mandates from the state, it was necessary to keep the rate the same as opposed to going with the rollback rate, which would have resulted in roughly the same tax collections as 2022. Carrollton police hoping to learn more details relating to a shots fired call overnight Tuesday and if anyone may have been injured. The call came in around 2 a.m. Tuesday that multiple shots had been fired at 1201 Maple Street, the location of Sammy's Midnight Bar and Grill. Police say they recovered approximately 30 shell casings at the scene. Anyone with possible info of the incident should call the Carrollton Police Department. Harrelson County High School's graduation rate staying about the same for the third consecutive year in 2023. According to the Department of Education's final numbers released this month, 196 of the 199 Harrelson County High School class of 2023 graduated on time, resulting in a 98.5% graduation rate. The rate for Harrelson County High was 99% last year and 98% in 2021. The state's average graduation rate is 84.4%. Georgia's 3rd District Congressman Drew Ferguson on Tuesday not backing a winner when he cast his vote for Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio to be the next Speaker of the House, although a second vote is expected for Wednesday and Jordan could persuade additional Republicans to vote in his favor to clinch the role. Jordan is seeking to succeed Representative Kevin McCarthy of California, who was ousted as Speaker 2 weeks ago. Jordan became the Republican nominee after Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana, the first choice of the GOP conference, withdrew from the race last week. Jordan can lose no more than 4 Republican House members to win the gavel, but 20 members of his conference voted for someone other than him in the first round on Tuesday. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the NewsTalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.